Another warm and windy day is expected across the northern plains and upper Midwest today, and then there'll be a succession of three frontal systems that will bring our temperatures down. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The wind will be out of the south today, blowing at speeds gusting up to 40 or 45 miles per hour in a few spots. Most of the wind will not be too terribly bad, but you need to at least be aware that it will be gusty at times for the day today. A low pressure system and an associated cool front will be pushing across the region as we go forward through the night tonight. And that low pressure system, it will turn the winds around to the northwest and will likely see cooling taking place during the day tomorrow. The cooler air will stay with us on Friday, but a short-term bout of warming is expected to occur Saturday as the second frontal system begins to push through the region. That frontal system will bring us some additional cooling as we go forward through the rest of the weekend. And then a strong southeast wind will likely develop again during the early part of next week as a much stronger cold air mass begins to build up in the Pacific Northwest and far western parts of Canada. That could develop into a large storm system that might influence our weather in a more significant manner as we get out towards early next week. However, the system is probably overdone in today's forecast models, but we will see a more notable cool down take place across the region next week. Temperatures across the area this afternoon will be in the 70s, probably pushing up over 80 degrees in parts of South Dakota once again. Tomorrow we'll see a contrast in temperatures running from the 30s and 40s in the western Dakotas to readings that will be in the 50s and 60s in southern Minnesota and southeastern portions of South Dakota. As we go into the day on Friday, we'll see generally 40 degree temperatures across a big part of our region. There may be a few upper 30s around as well. Saturday will turn a little bit warmer, getting back into the 40s and 50s. A lot of 50s will occur to the west of the Red River, and Minnesota will be coolest. As we go on into Sunday, that's when the colder air will try to build up again in the western parts of the region, but it'll hold off from impacting the eastern parts of our region until we get into the middle part of next week. Our nighttime low temperatures are going to be mostly non-threatening, I suppose. We will see those readings getting down into some 20s and 30s as we get out in time. There might even be a few teens for low temperatures out in the western Dakotas, but we won't see that kind of cold in our immediate listening area until next week, I should say, because we will see the temperatures coming down much lower as we get into the middle part of next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.